Hello.
Hi, this is Afrida calling from the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. Is this Ms. Jones?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'm sorry. I don't know what happened to the connection. I don't know why I sent you to my voicemail, but hey, that's all right. We got it going.
Thank you, Lord.
No problem. Hold on one second for me, love.
Yes,
so
ma'am.
let me get you verified. So it's going to be Shirley A. Jones. Ms. Jones, for security purposes, what is your mother's maiden name?
Jones.
Your driver license number?
587-4150.
And your date of birth?
3371.
Okay, perfect. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to file you on my end.
Thank you,
so that
Lord.
We can get you set up for this week. It's going to be very quick and simple. All right, so that's going to be, you're welcome, sweetheart. That's going to be Shirley A. Jones. Ms. Jones, oh. All right, so that's going to be, when you initially filed for benefits, you requested to have taxes taken out. Is that still correct?
That's correct, yes, ma'am.
What's that? And let me see if you verify that phone number, 251, that ain't right, 251-342-2479. All right, and you were requesting to get those benefits via direct deposit or state card?
Direct deposit to my account.
Okay, I'm going to need that information again. Is that going to be a checking or savings account?
It's a checking.
Okay, I'm going to need your routing number and account number, love.
Just tell me when you're ready.
Okay, I'm ready now.
Okay, the routing is 265-176-193.
Okay, and the account number?
It's 7010-100-8989-7.
Okay, so we got routing number 265-176-193. Then we got account number 701-010-089-897.
That's correct.
Perfect. All right. Mailing address, we got 1062 Matterhorn Street, Mobile, Alabama, 36608.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. I got you reopened. Now, you were out of work last week?
Yes, ma'am. I had filed my right time. Yes, ma'am, from May the 23rd at my first filing.
I don't see those on you. Hold on. Let me get your file for this week, then I'm going to go back and look at the other one. So, because I don't see where your claim was open. So, for the week ending June 5th, did you work for pay, yes or no?
No.
Did you receive any holiday pay, vacation pay, or sick pay?
No, ma'am.
Did you receive workers' compensation?
No, ma'am.
Did you become eligible for a pension, or did your pension amount change?
No, ma'am.
Were you physically able and available for work?
Yes.
Were you looking for full-time employment?
Well, yes, ma'am.
Did you begin attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
Did you become self-employed?
No, ma'am.
For the week ending June 5th, 2021, did you quit a job, get fired from a job, refuse work, or an offer to a job that week?
No, ma'am.
Okay, hold on. Let me look and see here.
Okay.
So you're saying that you were under the impression that you filed for those? Because the last time prior to the one that I just did, the weekly certification, the last weekly certification I see on you was back in August of last year.
See, I don't know what the computer did, because as a matter of fact, they sent me a letter stating that, you know, I had to send like either my W-2 or check stub, your ID or something, you know, stating, making sure it's me. I even emailed all that because the I talked with the lady at the unemployment, and she gave me the number, the email thing. I don't know what's going on. I filed exactly May 23rd, 2021. And then again on May 30th, yesterday was the only reason it had me like to do a whole nother claim. But I had called an 800 number, and it tells me my claim was going to be in on the 16th because I was going to go to the lady and ask her, because it's going to end on a Saturday, could I go ahead and do it that Friday? I was, matter of fact, was going, Lord's will, go this today, but
yeah,
after
you
all
can,
this
but,
happened yesterday.
But no, but you can't do it before it ends. Don't let nobody tell you that.
Okay.
You cannot file your claim before
it
actually expires.
Over.
Yeah.
And see, yesterday had me to do a whole nother claim.
Yeah, I saw that.
After
because
all I was trying to do was my weekly thing.
Because you didn't have it, because when you stopped filing last year, your claim broke. I don't see where your claim was ever reopened until I just reopened it.
No,
so I don't even see those weeks that you filed. I don't see any of that because the claim was not open at the time. So the only other thing I'll be able to do for you is I'll be able to do last week's as well. And that's going to be all it's just going to be for those 2 weeks because I can't go any back any further than that.
Oh, have mercy. I mean, I don't know. Like I said, I just know I did my claim on the 23rd because the last day was on the 21st, and I did it that Sunday on the 23rd.
Mm-hmm.
Because then he ended up sending out this letter, and they said like a PP loan. I didn't need none of that. I didn't even use any of that there.
And the reason why you got that letter is because you filed last year. Had nothing to do with your current. Everybody got those letters. Yeah, you were out last year, and everybody that filed last year also got those letters. So, but that's because, like I said, that's about as far as I can go at this point. But you did not have an open claim at that.
Additional information is needed before a determination can be made on your unemployment. So I know because they got on my state, my claim date was 5/23/2021. And the email date was 5/25/21.
I'm finna look at
you. Came from the state.
I'm looking. I don't even see a letter. I don't see a letter on
you. What about my claimant ID number?
I got your claim pulled up, sweetie. I got your claimant ID.
Yeah.
That's 1969473, correct?
Claimant ID number says 6212923 on this letter here.
621. What is it? What is it?
6212923.
Hold on.
Yes, ma'am.
Hold on.
Yes, ma'am. Oh, help me.
Okay. What is your social?
422-848-9987.
Okay. I see what is wrong now. The claimant ID number you just gave me, that is the wrong social is on it.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Yeah, because I pulled you up by the correct 422-848-9987.
Yes,
yeah,
ma'am.
But the one that you just gave me that claimant ID on, that is showing a different social of 424-84-8987. That's in it.
That's what I got. 422. Oh.
No.
Okay.
42. Okay, the 62. The claimant ID 6212923. Is under the wrong social. Is under the social of 424-84-8987. It's under
the
wrong
thing.
Social.
Yes.
Yeah. So it got filed under the wrong social. So. What you're going to have to do is you're going to have to reach out to the inquiry line to fix that because I can't fix that.
What? Okay, so what line is that? Tell me your name again.
My name's Frida.
Miss Frieda.
Mm-hmm. And that okay, because I pulled up your actual claim mm-hmm. from last year.
Yes.
And that's what I just did. Ma'am. What I did on. But the mm-hmm. one that you tried to file, you filed under the wrong
yes.
social. That's why you kept talking about 524. I'm like, I don't see no 524, but it's under the wrong social. So yes. you're going to have to reach out to the inquiry line. They're going to have to fix your social, and then they're going to have to file you and get you straight. But I do see for the week on that wrong social where you filed on the 529, because that's the only week I see you mm-hmm. file for is five from the time, because you couldn't file it any further than because you didn't open it back. You didn't do it till 524. So, let me see. Hold on. Let me see something here. So technically, you ain't lost anything because on your right social, I got you open and I got you filed correctly. So mm-hmm. it's up to you you still not missing out on any weeks because even. You see what I'm saying?
So because okay, so what about like when I did on the 23rd
When you open it on the 23rd, that was uh-huh. not that was just opening up that claim. You didn't file that.
Okay,
you didn't do a weekly that week. Your first weekly was on the week of the 29th. So actually and I've actually done those two. So you actually hadn't missed out on anything. You just need to keep filing on the one on your correct social. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am. I think so. Because, okay, I know the 23rd was like just to put in the opening and the backing up.
You filed a claim. There was nothing for that week.
Uh-huh.
The earliest you would have been able to do anything was when you filed on the 29th. And I've done all that on your correct social. So, because the one that you filed on the wrong social. So you ain't lost anything. So, So, you just keep filing. Let's see here. Because what PIN number were you using when you filed?
Ask me that again, Ms. Frieda.
When you filed this past. Because when the thing of it is, if you continue filing on the one that I just opened, you're gonna need a new PIN. So let me reset that PIN for you, for the correct social.
Okay.
Your new PIN is gonna be 8771.
8771.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, baby.
So when you call in this Sunday, you'll be able to. Do the 8771, it'll go to the correct social, to the correct claim. But mm-hmm. And then either way, you're going to have to file a whole new claim this up after this one expires on the 12th anyway.
Yeah, see, that's what I thought. That's why yesterday, mm-hmm. I don't know what, Lord knows, what had went wrong because it was like having
because,
to do a whole nother like claim.
Because you want to know why?
Yes, ma'am.
You want to know why?
Because
when you exactly the one you opened was on the wrong social. When you put your right social in there,
mm-hmm.
it pulled up your right claim and it said, "Okay, she ain't did nothing on this till since August of last year. She got to reopen this." That's why.
Yeah, that's why. Jesus. Mm-hmm. So I need to call another number.
You're gonna need to Let me see here.
Do I have to go like to an unemployment office person? No.
No, you just need to let them know that you filed a let me give you the right social so you can tell them you filed a claim under the wrong social so they can close this out. So it won't interfere with your claim. The social that you filed on, like I said, you put 4224. You put 424-848987. You need to reach them and let them know that was the wrong. You filed a claim under the wrong social, so it won't affect your actual claim. But you tell them you got your right claim going. You just need to get that one X'd out because you put the wrong social in there.
Okay. So the wrong number was the 424 instead of 424-848987, which
mm-hmm. yeah.
should have been 422.
That's correct.
I had my glasses on.
That's okay. It happens. But at least we done figured out. So.
Yes, Miss Frieda, Lord knows. Bless you, baby, and I sure do. Thank you. So I just need to know who I need to call now. What number?
The number is going to be 1-800.
1-800.
And I tell you what, let me go in here and do this right quick.
Oh, Lord.
I'm going to go in here and do this. You, baby, don't cry. I'm going to put this in here. I'm going to go ahead and just put it in the system and just let them know that you filed this claim and under the wrong name so they can go ahead and just clear that out. And that way you won't have to worry about that, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome, love. And you should get that, the two I did this week, you should get this week.
Okay?
Okay. And then you just file. You're welcome. You welcome, baby. And you just filed this. You filed your claim this Sunday, and then Monday call us, and we'll open up your whole new claim for a new benefit year. Now, Miss Jones, do you have an email address?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
What's that email address?
It's Shirley.
Okay.
S-H-I-R.
I'm sorry. Tell me again, because my phone. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Shirley. S-H-I-R-L-E-Y dot S-J-5-8 at gmail.com.
Okay. Okay. All right. All right. And that's 251-342-2479.
That's the house number. Then I'm got to go up in the 251-591-3928 to get my email.
251-591-3928. Okay, all right. And let's see here.
Okay.
All right. I've submitted that, so you really don't have to do anything, Miss Jones. Just make sure you file Sunday. Okay. You just do. You do your. I'm sorry.
I just say I thank you, Lord knows I do.
You're so welcome, lady. You're welcome. You are so welcome, love.
Let me spoke with somebody that has some patience for me.
Oh, that's okay. We
I'm
all got to have some patience.
Somebody that can help me. Yeah, but everybody don't.
I know, baby.
Everybody don't.
I know. I
thank
know.
Lord knows,
I know. But you know what? My mom used to tell me all the time, you better put some good out there so some good will come back to you.
Come back to you. Yes,
yeah.
Yes,
you got to put some good out there. So I'm just thankful I could be here today. Head. That's right.
Yes, Lord.
I'm going to send up a word for you today because I know we all need it. I need it too. I'm thankful
ma'am.
That I could be, because sometimes people don't realize putting good out there do good for you. And it really helps me today. So I'm thankful that God put us together today to do good for each other.
Yes, Lord. Do for each other. Yes, ma'am.
That's right.
Thank you so very much.
You welcome. So you're gonna bring tears to my eyes. You gonna don't have me crying on any phone this morning. Don't you do that. But I'm thankful I could be there for you. But you good, like I said. Now you ain't got to do nothing else. All I need for you to do is do your weekly on Sunday, and then on either Monday or Tuesday, give us a call and let us refile you. That way, if you wait till Monday or Tuesday, wait till Tuesday, the certification that you do on Sunday, you'll get paid for it before your claim go back into another pending status. Okay.
Okay. So I want to get it right. So Sunday, I do my regular thing.
You do your call in with that new pen I gave you. Call in with your social and your pen. Do your weekly, and then on Tuesday. Okay. After the system updates Monday night on Tuesday, call the 866 number so we can file you a new claim for a new benefit year.
All right. I will do. Lord knows. I call it. I really do. I'm sorry for crying, but baby.
No,
really,
sweetie, you fine.
I'm glad I had somebody to help me.
You fine, sweetie.
Really
it was. I. You know, I tell folks all the time, don't nothing happen by mistake. This was meant to be. God meant for me to talk
meant
to you.
To
you were meant for you to talk to Miss Angelita. Now she precious. Now she precious.
Yes.
She go, and she knows that if she run into a problem, she can call me, or she can send me a message,
yeah.
And I'm gonna do what
no.
I can. She, yeah. So you know, I'm thankful that all three of us was obedient this morning. I'm gonna let her know that we got you straight, because she told me.
Yes,
she said,
Lord.
"Please, Miss Frieda, please let me know you got us straight." And I said,
"Oh,
I will do." Yeah, so she wanted to make sure you were good.
Lord,
so
bless y'all. And please let her know. I thank her too. Lord,
I will.
I
will.
Yes, ma'am.
I got her straight.
Okay.
So, yeah,
thank
but
y'all
you're welcome. And thank you.
Blessed.
And thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. And you have a great day, okay?
Okay. Thank you, love. All right.
All right, doll. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.